Blessed to be with you, Kevin Miller in the morning, KIDO Talk Radio. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're joined now by a young man, a conservative, who is putting it all on the line. Ed Humphrey's joining us to talk about his campaign for governor, a Republican, a conservative. Ed, we've talked a lot about you. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and let's talk a little bit about your campaign for governor. I had heard about this for a while. I sat on the story until you announced it. So let's talk a little bit about why you're running for governor, why you're challenging Brad Little, sir.
Well, thank you for that, Kevin. And for me and a lot of people that I know, we just know something is wrong right now. We can just feel it in our hearts. And every day we hear the news and we can't tell fiction from fact. And now boys or girls, and it just seems like there's a lot of commotion and confusion in the world. And for me, as I begin to look into the issues, I really began to identify exactly what's going on. And the reason that I have the perspective I do is because I'm a first-generation American, and my family lived under and fled from communism in Europe. They saw what socialist policies do to a country, and it affected them in the worst ways you could imagine. I have family members that lost teeth from malnourishment, and my brother's father was murdered by the police, and I go on and on for hours. But the reality is, today in Idaho and across America, we're becoming more and more comfortable with socialism, and the American dream is on the brink. So my story is one that I hope a lot of other people will pick up and run with, and that is right now the patriots need to take a stand or we're going to lose this country.
Well, truly, I mean, you've got a lot going on. You're a young man, and I say that as a compliment. So many times us old codgers, we're always going, oh, those young people. But you've got a thriving career. You've got a beautiful family. You've got a lot going on, and you've got a life. Jumping into politics, yeah. I mean, look, you and Charlie Kirk and those folks at Turning Point USA, you've been active for quite some time. It's a sacrifice to do this, isn't it?
There's no doubt, but we've been blessed with so much to live in this country. It would be cowardice for us to sit on the sidelines and wait for some professional politician to come in and fix it. And I love what you're touching on, Kevin, because I think it's a conversation, it's a discussion the Republican Party should have, and that is we need to be a party that captures the minds and hearts of the rising generation. And sometimes the generations that precede me aren't able to do that so effectively, but I am. Young people identify with me. I can speak to very realistically the issues of student debt and daycare concerns and preschool concerns and everything along those lines. I'll even tell you one of the funniest things, Kevin. We set the ship in the water yesterday. We launched edforidaho.com and launched our Facebook page. And one of the staffers for the Democrat Party, full-time staffer over there, goes and comments on the page and says, "Handsome guy." And it just cracked me up because I thought, well, we're doing something different. The Republican Party's putting forward some new voices, new faces. And now Democrats are thinking, well, maybe they're not the party that's just in this neat little box I thought they were.
Indeed. So for those folks that aren't familiar with you, let's discuss, before we get into your personal background and everything, critical race theory, socialism, sexism, racism, and your quest and success in stopping that being taught in Idaho schools.
Yeah, this is an issue that really, really woke me up. Over the last 6-8 months, we've just been through so much as a country. And then in the middle of all this tumult, to discover what's happening, how our young people are being indoctrinated, broke my heart, Kevin. I'll give you the most striking example. Boise State University has a racial inventory quiz. And we put out a video yesterday, and so I hope you'll check it out. And in the video, we show that racial inventory quiz, and I'll be darned, one of the questions says, which event led to the rise of the idea of white supremacy? And the correct answer on this quiz for that question is the Declaration of Independence. And this is exactly what people need to be aware of, is that there is a group of political operatives in the universities and in other parts of our state government that wants to see the destruction of everything that we love. They want to see it transformed into some dystopian world. And communism is that, I promise you. Pick up a history book. It doesn't work. And yet here we are, even in Idaho, getting comfortable with these socialist policies like economic planning and wealth redistribution. And we love having now these unelected bureaucrats dictate the details of our lives. But Kevin, I mean, you know, this is that's the path to serfdom. I mean, we're not headed in the right direction if we're okay with these ideas, but it's being taught on the campuses. And so I had the opportunity and I presented a bill to the House Education Committee, which at the time happened to be chaired by a real patriot, Representative Judy Boyle. And she gave me the opportunity to present that bill to prohibit racist and sexist ideologies in our public school system, prohibit teachers from encouraging kids to accept it. I don't want to make it sound like all teachers are doing this. We have a lot of fantastic teachers in Idaho, but we also have to understand that we do have some teachers that don't share our values. And those are the bad players that we have to prevent from hurting young, tender minds.
Well, and the challenge here, and Ed Humphrey's joining us on KIDO Talk Radio, and your website, Ed for Governor, is that right?
EdForIdaho.com. Yes, thank you, Kevin.
EdForIdaho.com. The challenge here, and you saw a little pushback on this, Ed, is that you had the teachers and everybody all of a sudden crying First Amendment. What's your response to that? There's certainly I want to hear from you. People hear from me enough. Please give me your response to the First Amendment argument, sir.
It's something that I think a lot of people misunderstand about the dynamic. So the first thing I want to be clear, I know a lot of teachers. We have incredible teachers whose hearts are in the right place. I mean, this is a profession of people who have service on their hearts. They don't go and make a ton of money and have what in America we would consider some illustrious career, but they do it anyways because they care. Most teachers do not support this garbage. They do not support it. But it's being forced down their throats. Perfect example, the teachers' union, which is very different. Let's not confuse the union with teachers in Idaho. Even though they bear the title of the teachers' union, remember, the teachers' union is made up of fat cat executives and lobbyists that make money based on how they can pressure people to join their union, and they have an oversized influence in the state, the teachers' union does. And their members, their teachers, they put them through restorative justice training. And so the teachers are inundated with this anti-bias training, which sounds really nice. The reality is it's a bunch of socialist garbage that they're cramming down the teachers' throats. And they structure and market it in a way where it makes it seem like, well, don't you know? I mean, everybody's on board with this. Teachers don't like it. So I believe teachers are actually going to be some of my biggest supporters because they need a voice to speak out for them. The teachers union has done nothing but take money from teachers and hurt education in Idaho.
Ed Humphrey's joining us, edforidaho.com. Kevin Mill in the morning, KIDO Talk Radio. So tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
No, for me and my family, we're just a regular family, Kevin. We have to fight over what we're making for dinner that night, just like everyone else. But as we prayed and pondered about the current situation, my wife and I, we can't sit on the sidelines. And that's what I hope in the course of this next year during the campaign to be able to inspire other regular folks to do, is to step up in ways they never have before, because the state needs us, and the country needs us. So for me, I've lived the American dream. 12 years ago, I lived in what most would call very meager circumstances. I know in a very real way what that means to say surviving paycheck to paycheck. But I've been able to elevate my station in life. I often joke I'm one of the few people who never graduated the eighth grade, but went on to complete a master's of science in finance. And in that time, I went and worked in the oil field. I was a roughneck on drilling rigs, drilling for oil. And my wife encouraged me to go get an education. And through the course of that, I became a financial advisor and worked with families and small business owners here in the state to manage their life savings. And it was one of my clients who actually drug me into politics just a couple of years ago. I'd only been involved for a couple of years, but I got involved because I realized that we didn't have the leadership I thought we needed to really beat back this socialist movement that's underway in America. And so I jumped in with both feet, and in 6-8 months, I was elected as the Region 4 chairman. It puts me on the state Republican Party's executive committee. And that's my short story in the political realm. You know, I co-founded the Citizens Committee on Election Integrity. That was another big concern I've had. And now we have the critical race theory bill. But what I want people to know about me is I'm a regular guy who sees what's going on. It unnerves me. It bothers me. And I will not allow my children to go through the same horrors that my family did before. So I'm going to fight. And here I am.
Your biggest case against the incumbent, Governor Little, sir?
He's a nice guy, but the experience and generational involvement in politics isn't working out for us regular folks. So I want you to think of this, Kevin. In Idaho, we have a population of 1.8 million people. Over 60% of our state is owned by the federal government. So we only own a fraction of our own state. And there are 22 counties in America that have a larger population than our entire state. Yet our state government has 20 departments and 181 agencies with an over $11 billion budget. What people need to know is that our state government is probably one of the most oversized governments you can think of. I mean, imagine moving into a county and the county charges you an income tax rate that's higher than 34 other states, a sales tax that's higher than 31 other states. And on top of that, you have to pay property taxes and fuel taxes and everything else. People got to realize we're population-wise, we're a relative, and land-wise, if you take out what the federal government owes, we're a pretty small state. Why do we need 181 agencies with an over $11 billion to spend? Our government is like an iceberg in Idaho. It's enormous. And we have hordes of unelected bureaucrats that dictate the details of our lives. But what concerns me more, and if there's one takeaway from my message, what I want people to know, and the reason regular folks have to get involved, Kevin, because every time we pay our state taxes here in Idaho, it is funneled to anti-American activists. Whether all our leadership knows it or doesn't, that's the darn truth of the matter. It's unacceptable. Perpetuating the status quo is not acceptable anymore.
Ed Humphreys joining us, edforidaho.com, Kevin Miller in the Morning, KIDO Talk Radio. Anything else that you'd like, sir? We'd love to have you back. And again, we thank you for jumping into the race. it's easier said than done, and politics is a tough sport, sir.
Yeah, yeah, no, it certainly is a blood sport. It's nasty, but it's the least that I can do for my state and for my country at this time, and other people need to consider it as well, and we're happy to be a resource for them. But I have to tell you, we are having some fun. We set the ship in the water yesterday. We launched the campaign. We're already getting small dollar donations coming in. And we, in the last few weeks, we raised over $70,000. And I got to thank you, Kevin. You were right on it. Right when we launched the Facebook page, you had reached out to get me on the show, and I'm so thankful for that. So I hope people will go to edforidaho.com, learn about what my plan is, and what the way forward for the state of Idaho is.
Well, we appreciate that, and. One final, let me just add one more sidebar here. You're very close with Charlie Kirk. You've been there. You've represented Idaho for Turning Point USA. Obviously, empowering young people. You were in town with Charlie when Charlie was here. You were his Idaho guide. Any thoughts on any support from the young people?
Well, I've sat down and had the conversation with Charlie. I don't want to say anything that he's not comfortable saying, but I support Charlie and Turning Point 100%. The Republican Party will die out if we don't begin to embrace the rising generation, teach them our values. Our party is founded on timeless principles. And it's quite simple. If the principle is true, then we know the natural consequences from adhering to that principle will follow. So let's knock it off with the whole idea that we need professional politicians to be involved in every layer of government. But we need our principled patriots to step up. And Charlie is certainly one of them. I had the opportunity to go to Mar-a-Lago, which is Trump's residence, in December. For one of Charlie's events. And we are in an incredible time right now, and I'm so thankful for Charlie and the stand that he takes.
Ed, we appreciate your stand. We'd love to have you back any and often. And thank you for your time, and thank you for jumping in. And good luck to you, sir.
Kevin, thank you. I'd love to be back. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Our great friend Ed Humphreys joining us. EdForIdaho.com. That's EdForIdaho.com.